When I was in seminary, a movie came out, a British movie, that was called Four Weddings and a Funeral. You might have seen it. It had some funny parts, particularly when one of the priests at one of the weddings constantly calls the bride and groom by the wrong names. As a priest, I would rename the movie An Exhausting Several Weeks. You may be surprised that most priests would rather celebrate a funeral than a wedding. And don't get me wrong, we love being there for the bride and the groom, but for a lot of people who attend a wedding, the ceremony is just something they have to attend so they can get to the reception afterwards. Nobody ever asks how long a funeral mass will be. And there are times to grieve, and there are times when grieving challenges us, and people at funerals want to listen. And apparently, Jesus felt the same way. He only attended the one wedding at Cana, but he was at four funerals. And Jesus didn't do any preaching at Cana, mostly because the people there probably weren't too receptive after he had provided 200 gallons of wine. But he did preach at all the funerals, because people tend to be more open to God's presence when they're grieving. And today's gospel is one of those moments. More often than not, when I celebrate a funeral, it's for someone I'm close to, a dear parishioner, the parent of one of my close friends, or even a close friend who's died prematurely. And it's the same for Jesus and Lazarus. Mary and Martha and Lazarus are some of the closest friends of Jesus. They've heard his words. They've been there with his other disciples where he's performed miracles. And yet everyone is confused when Jesus allows Lazarus to die rather than going to cure Lazarus when he hears of his illness. But his words and his actions reveal a purpose. Let's reflect on the purpose in three moments of the gospel today. His delay in going to Bethany, his solidarity with those suffering, and the effect of his presence. First, the delay. Now, from the point of view of his disciples, as well as Martha and Mary, the delay of Jesus in going to Bethany was inexplicable. Of course, his going to Judea was dangerous because people there wanted to stone him. But John specifically tells us that Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. Jesus purposefully waits until he knows that Lazarus is dead. He knows the moment. What Jesus is teaching is that he didn't come to save us from an earthly death. Earthly death is not a curse. In fact, it's a remedy. Without earthly death, we would have to live in this sinful, fallen world forever. I think all of us want to live a full life to a ripe old age, but who imagine living in this fallen world forever with no way out? I know I can't, despite the moments of great joy that I experience here. This world is too often a valley of the shadow of death, a valley of tears, and Jesus doesn't want us to live here forever. So his delay has a purpose, to allow Lazarus to die. Now, we don't like when Jesus delays in coming to us, but sometimes delays are part of his plan. And the second moment in the gospel is his expression of grief. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. And it's profound. Jesus wept. This is no empty gesture. It reveals the perfect humanity of Jesus, expressing grief at the death of a loved one. But it also helps us to understand that grief is a natural part of human life. Too often these days, people try to avoid grief, especially at funerals. They want a celebration of life, where all will share funny stories about someone who's died. Now, don't get me wrong, humor has a role in our lives, especially in not taking ourselves too seriously. But grief and crying are natural, when we're separated from someone we love by death. Science has even shown that crying reduces stress by releasing stress hormones like cortisol. And crying also relieves endorphins that help our body to feel better. But Jesus didn't just weep for Lazarus. He wept for every death since the death of Adam and Eve, and every death until his second coming, when death will be destroyed. For then, as we hear in the Eucharistic prayer we usually use at funerals, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And the third moment is the effect that the presence of Jesus has. Death cannot exist in the presence of Jesus. Every time he encounters death, he reverses it. Whether it's the son of the widow at Nain, the daughter of Jairus, or Lazarus, death is destroyed and life is restored when Jesus is present. These are three of the funerals that Jesus attends, but there's one more. The fourth is his funeral on the death of the cross, where he willingly shares in the death that is guaranteed to each of us. But Jesus purposefully allowed Lazarus to die so that he could reveal his authority over death. And although Martha and Mary are in grief, each of them know that Jesus is the life. Each of them tell him separately that they know that had Jesus been there, their brother would not have died. But he allowed the death of Lazarus to reveal himself as the life and to foreshadow his own death and resurrection. In the end, this gospel today points back to the first reading from Ezekiel, where God promises, "O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them." And it points forward to the next chapter of John's gospel, when Jesus will enter into Jerusalem, as we hear next Sunday, while being greeted with palms. And from there, it points forward to his own passion and death, which we'll remember next Sunday, and then his resurrection on Easter Sunday. But it ultimately points to each of us and our own particular deaths, and the hope that is in each of us that he will carry us through death, as he is the way, the truth, and the life, into eternal life.